What about Liachra Pesach? Let's say she had enjoyment from her husband up until Pesach. And she was a good, she didn't go to the father, to her father. But after Pesach, then she went to her father's house. So she's like, Val Yachal, comes up now, she did an Avera L'mafreya. Because since she went to her father's house, good was after Pesach. But the Tanai was, if you go to your father's house by up until Sukkot, then it's also for you to have enjoyment up until Pesach. So she had enjoyment from her husband before Pesach. So far, so good. You gotta be careful now. Don't go to your father's house up until Sukkot. But if she went to her father's house before Sukkot, when she goes to her father's house, now the Mastreya, she's over by Yachad the Varoid, she did an Avera, she was over the Yisra Neder. What about the husband says, Shat Nenesli Adachad? The Yisra Neder is, you can't have enjoyment from me up until Sukkot. With a Tanai, Im Halechas At Lebeis Avich Ad HaPesach. That if you go to your father's house from now Hanukkah time until Pesach, then the Issa Neder will be Chal, that you can't have enjoyment from me until Sukkot. So, Hochol of Nea Pesach, if she goes to her father's house before Pesach, she did it tonight, Asur Rabbanosi Adachag, then Shita, the Neder is Chal, that she is also to have any enjoyment from her husband up until Sukkot. But Umateras Lelach Achra Pesach, but the whole tonight was, you can't go to your father's house up until Pesach. If she didn't go to her father's house up until Pesach, then she's free. Now, after Pesach, if she wants to, she could go to her father's house. Because the Tanai was only, don't go to your father up until Pesach. But once Pesach came, then she's free. Now, just again, the beginning of the Mishnah again, that said again, that Yibasa Peris Eilu Alai, that we say, the Mishnah said, it's also the Chilufeim of Ugudulayim. So the Ran explains again at the beginning that since he's such a strong Russian, Paris Elu Alai, like these type of Paris or these fruits are also to you, you're meant to make the mamish like Hegdish. And just like by Hegdish, the locher is the chalipin of Hegdish, the exchange of Hegdish is also also, or else what grows out of Hegdish is also also. So that's what we hear when you say Paris Elu Alai, you even mean to make it like Hegdish, that the chalufin and the gedulayim is also. But somebody wouldn't say the word Elu, he would just say he wants to make himself Asa on Paris, then we would not say so strong that the Chalufin and the Gdolayim is Asa. That really would be the Shalom the Gemara before, if we said that every single Isuri Ano, the Chalufin and Gdolayim is also Asa or not. But over here, what's special about our Mishnah is that since you said Paris Elu Alai, here you're for sure meant to make it like Hekdesh. Alright, we'll stop here. You're holding daf nun zayin on base, the Gemara. Gemara says, the Mishnah said that oimel ishtoi, koinem maisa yodecho alai, the husband makes an issa neder, that what his wife makes is also to him, he can't have enjoyment from what his wife makes, or else koinem hei malpi, what she makes should be also to my mouth, or else koinem hei lapi, directly they should be also to the mouth. So the Mishnah says all these things are awesome, and then the Mishnah talks about Yisrael of Gedulehim. What grows out of the Yisrael Hano, some the Yisrael Neder sometimes is awesome. So now the Gemara says that Yishmael Ish Kvar Yoma. Yishmael was a person that lived near the Yam, near the ocean. It's like the Ran says, Shoyadar Bikvar used to live in a city, Shoyoymed Al Svas Hayom. That was by the seashore. The Yamrilo and some say, Ish Kvar Dima. That's where the Arab Yishmael came from the Kfar Dima, that Hela Biyodu. So he asked a question like this in the Beis HaMedrash. It's a mosh like he brought up in his hands. But it means he asked the question, what's going to be the Allah in such a case? But, so you have an onion. She ikroi b'shriyas. You uprooted it on Shriyas. In other words, this was an onion that grew during Shriyas, during Shemitah, that has Kedusha Shriyas on it. Now, v'noto b'shminis, you kept it over, you didn't eat it over before this man abir, so the next year, l'chura poshet tzasa b'achilo, and now you went ahead and you planted it. And, v'rabu gidulov al ikroi, the onion now grew much bigger, that is much more of what grew new, that's called v'rabu, you became more, gidulov, what grew now, al ikroi, on what was there from before. So that's the question. Do we say in such a case, bitter b'roiv or not? For achuk mi boile, this is what is questioned, what Rabbi Shmuel had. Ki du lav heter v'yikrei also, do we consider what grows now, the new onions that are growing out of this old onion, is called gedulei heter? what grew now on the eighth year is considered like eighth year's crop, that's mutter. The yikra yosr, so only the original onion that you planted, the original size, that's what was asa. See, if that's the svara, then I would say, kivon derabul gidulov, since they grew much more now, it grew much bigger, and the onion now is much, much bigger right now, is meikroi, is oisan gidulov, what grew, is heter. That if you say the svara is what grows out of the onion now, is considered heter, if so, malin es iser. Then I would say there's a svara of vitabarayv. True, the original onion was asa. But now you planted the original onion, and what grew out of that onion, what grows now is heter. See, if that would be the svara, then in the case that you have more heter now than yad iser, in the, we'll soon see what the shirim, how much we need, I would say it would be bottom right, it should be mutter. Oiloi, the other side is no. I don't say bitter bread for such a svara like this. Rather, I say what grows out of the onion is a continuation of the first onion. Since the first onion was also, it grew on shvis, so therefore I say what grows out of that first onion is still also. So really the Ron explains, that's really the question over here. Again, you have this onion that grew b'yisa. The onion grew on Shemitah on the seventh year, so it has aloch, it has kedusha shvis on it, how you can eat it, when you can eat it. Now you took this onion and you put it in the ground and let it grow on the eighth year. So it grew much bigger. So the question is, what grows out of the onion right now? Now this is like the Mishnah said before, this is a case of Ein Zara Kola. That the seed does not become like Kola, doesn't go away. Rather, the onion itself just becomes bigger and bigger and bigger. So the question is, if it becomes bigger and bigger and bigger, do we consider as if what grows now is like coming out of the onion and it's all asa? Or else no, we consider what comes out of the onion right now to be heter, it's like new. Therefore, if it's considered heter, then we can say a svar of vitabroiv. Since you have more heter now than you have iser, it would be vitabroiv. So let's see it inside the Ran. The Ran says, V'rabu gidula valikri. So Ran says, Lav rebiya v'lechut komer. It doesn't only mean that there's more now of what grew than what was there before. El rebiya means, could be you need 100th, you need, or 1/200th, whatever you need to make a bit of barayv here by Shemitah, that's what you have here. It doesn't only mean that a little bit more grew. That wouldn't be enough. It means now the onion became like 100 times bigger than it was before. So therefore, there would be new onions coming in here, so this one onion would be both of barayv. But now the question is, the Ran says, Miyo bigadulin, what grows out of this onion, misafkale, I gadule heta malanes isaraloi. Venerally, the Ran says, Dikas vekayu, what's the suffix here? I amrina, do we say, the gidulin, what grows out of this onion, kivon shenim shochim, it's just an extension. The yaitzim and ikara comes out of the main onion, shena kola, the original onion does not disintegrate like, it doesn't go away. It just grows bigger and bigger. So if so, we have iluk yikr. Whatever grows out is considered like the original onion, and it's all iser, the asira. Then you can't say bitter brave. There's no heter here. Whatever grew out of this onion is still asa. That's one side. Or else, you have iluk heter. No. The other side is what grows out of this onion now, the new growth is heter. Therefore, malan es iser. It would be bamvatol. It would take away the iser. Of a dinu, the Ran says, really, the hevel and the boy. The Gemara can ask the question directly. Gidulin atzmon. What's the loch of what grows? What becomes bigger about this onion? What's the loch of that? Shori o yasira. Like the extra leaves that come upon this onion, is the new leaves that grow up, is those leaves mutter or are they yasa? Really, that's the shiloh. Miyo hotal yibahal, the baha. The Ran says, one is telling the other one. If you're going to tell me now the new leaves that grow off this onion is considered heter, you're allowed to eat them, then there'll be a din vitabroiv. Now if you have 200 times new leaves growing off the old leaves is vitabroiv. But if you're going to tell me no, the other side is that these new leaves that grow out, since it's only an extension of the original onion, it's still asa. So therefore there's no heter at all, the whole thing is asa. The kitzur that was of Yishmol Sharma. When you take this onion, and the way an onion grows is it just becomes bigger and bigger, do we say it's just an extension? The original thing is becoming bigger, and it's all also? Or the other side is no. What grows out now is called heter, and therefore when you have the amount to make a bit of bread, it becomes butter bread. So that was his question. So Gemara says, Osa l'kayim and Rabami. They asked this question in front of Rabami, and l'heve biyodei, Rabami couldn't answer the question. He didn't have an answer. Osa l'kayim and Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha. They come in front of Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, and they asked him, what's the halacha? If the gedulin, what grows out of the onion, is it an extension, or is it called something new? So, Poshet Le Minado. Rabbi Yitzchak said he knows the halacha. He was pushing it from this halacha. The Yomer Rabbi Chanina, Terisoi, and Chanina Terisoi said that Omer Rabbi Yana said that the botzel shall truma. If you have an onion, that's truma. Like first you had a bunch of onions growing, and you took off truma, you were mad for truma semaisus. You have this one onion now that you made truma. So you have an onion of truma. Shenoto. Now you took this onion and you replanted it. And the onion began to become bigger and bigger. The rabo gidulov alikroi, and the new leaves that grew were much, much more than the old ones, is mutar. In the case where 100, where 100 times grew more now than was there at the beginning, that's the shia of truma. Truma is batuchat b'meya. So if 100 times more grew up now that was there from before, then we said the sanyin becomes mutar. So Hura, what the Ran says, what it means, mutter just means that the shame truma goes off it. But avad is called tevel. It's like something new growing now. That also, you're still not allowed to eat it. It has an issa tevel on it. Just an afkamina is, you could eat it be'arai. A little snack you could take. But our kopon, the issa truma goes off it. And it's called like new tevel now. So you have a proof now that what grows up is called heter. And there is a din bit of b'roif. So he passed in the Shiloh from this case here. On this Omalei Rabbi Yirmiyah said back, V'yitema Rabbi Zrika, and some say was Rabbi Zrika, he asked the kasha back to Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, why are you pushing from this halacha? L'chura Shovak Mar train, you left over two other cases that says the halacha just the opposite. V'yavet Kichad, and you're doing like it says in one place? Like how come? And the Ran says, like Shavat Matrein, Reb Yechon and Reb Yenison, will soon see, Tesvirlu, they both hold, Deloy Osti Gedulin, O Mavatla Nikr. You do not say what grows out is called Heter to be Mavatl, but rather it's all called Issa. So how come you, Reb Yitzchak, brought a proof from this one case here, of by a Botzel Shel Truma, if we're soon going to sue two cases that says the opposite? Where are the two cases? Tamar says, Man Minu Train, who where are these two cases that says the opposite? Like this. The Yomer Rabbi Avua, Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Yaldo, if you have a young branch, a young tree, it has an orla. The first 3 years the tree is growing, you're not allowed to eat the fruits. So you have a young tree now that gave off a fruit even during its third year. So that fruit is orla. So what you did is you pulled off the branch with the peiros on it, Shesivcha Biskena. And you grafted it onto an older tree, that the older tree already gave off fruits a few years already. It's after Orla, so those fruits are muta. So that's what you did. You took a branch from a young tree, Uvor Teres, that young tree, that young branch, had apples on it, and you grafted it onto an old apple tree. So look, it was like this. Afa pi shaysifu masayim, even though this one apple, this small apple, now that you grafted it, grows bigger and bigger, and it becomes 200 times bigger than the way it started off, still also, still we say the whole apple is also. So here you see, the apple that grows bigger and bigger, anything that grows bigger is just called an extension from the original apple, and therefore since the original small apple was Orla, it was from the first 3 years, even though now you grafted it onto a big tree, an older tree, so what? What grows out of this apple is called an extension, and the whole apple is asa. So you see here, the gedulin is called asa, and you don't say bit of roif. The Melzakasha and Yitzchak Nafcha, how can we pass like Rabbi Yana by Truma? Here it says by Orla, it's not bit of roif. And the Ron says, Yalda Shesivcha Vizkeno. Yalda means Shaloy Ovro Leo Gimushonim. It's not 3 years old yet. The Kitzitza, you cut off a branch. The Akiva Vinatiyas Akeno. And you grasped it onto an older tree. Shavro Leo Gimushonim. That the older tree is more than 3 years old. Obor Peris Shain. Obor Peris. Now this branch you grafted had fruits on it. Why? Shilu loy hoya ben peris. Because if this young branch that you're grafting now does not have fruits on it, then amrina ben perik meshuach mechama, it says the Gemara Saita, the yalda shesivcha b'skeina batla, then for sure the new fruits that would grow out of this branch is mutter. That since it's grafted onto a big tree, an older tree, and now first fruits grow out, that for sure would be heter. There, what they say, it also means that this branch had already a fruit on it. And now you grafted it. So even though it's maisiv 200 times, that it would really be heter, it would become botel b'roiv, or less botel chad b'masayim. But here it's not called heter, because whatever grows out is just called an extension. So you see clearly, the growth of a fruit is just called an extension. It's not called something new. This is one case. Another case is, the Omer Reb Shmuel, Bar Rebbe Nachmeni, Omer Rebbe Yonison. What's going to be about a botzel shenoto bekerem? You have an onion that grew in a kerem. The kitzel is klaya kerem. This onion that grew so far, if so far, is ostatit. That's the luck of you grow vegetables in a kerem by a vineyard. That's the yisa klaya kerem. That whatever grows is awesome. So you have an onion now that started to grow b'yisur. It grew near grapes. That is also. Now, the neker akerim, you uprooted the kerim, there's no more grapes there. So the Mela, now if the onion continues growing, what continues growing is heter. So what's the halacha? It says also, still that onion remains also, even though now it will grow again 200 times more than what was there. In other words, the onion mama just started to bud, the little onion was there. And now you took away the grapes. So whatever grow now was grown the heter. Even though it becomes 200 times as big as it was when it first started off, still it's also. So what's the svara why? Because we see the extension, what grows out of this first onion, is called part of that onion. It's not called that a new onion is growing now, new leaves are here. This new leaves are just called an extension from the original onion. So again, you have two mishnayos here that says, what grows is also. That the Ram says, Afal pi shenekar akerim, v'godol achakach beheter. And now the onions that grow is heter. Still also, the onion remains also. Alma, what do we see? Kidulin, what grows out of this onion, ki von sheminu ikar, hem yoytzin, since they're going out of the original onion, harayem kimayu, it's considered like just an extension of that onion, and it's all also. If so, the gavi shvias namiloshino, by shvias should also be the same aloha. That what grows in the eighth year should still be yasa. So it's a kasha on Reb Yitzchak Navcha, how come he paskin it was muta? So more stuff like this. Hodar afterwards, osla came with the Rabami. They came in front of Rabami, again with the original Shiloh. That we have an onion that grew during Shemitah, and then you replanted it on the eighth year, is it muta or not, if it's bottle brave? So they came in front of Rabami, Hod also the kaimed Rabami, uforshit le min ador, and he was now pushing the shiloh from this halacha, even though before the Gemara says the yes Rabami, and he said he didn't know, but now he says he knows. The Omer Reb Yitzchak said that Omer Reb Yechonin said, litra b'tzolim, you have let's say a pound of onions, a litra, a measurement of onions, shetikno, that means you took off trumas amaisrus. You had a whole big stock of onions, and you took off truma semaisrus. So on one side is the truma, on the other side it's mesukin. You're allowed to eat it. But the Ran says, "Hifresh trumasai umaisruseho." Now vizora, and you replanted it. So Ran sounds like this: Lefishiyesh biyaisa litra kame betzolim vunoita elach vielach. You planted each onion separately. V'shayech b'loshen zriya. It's possible to give it a shem loshen zriya. Now you have these apples that's heter gomer. You already took out of it the truma maisus. You were first, you had a big barrel full of apples. You took off truma semaisus and the leftover onions, that is mutatit, those onions you replanted. So the shaila is like this. It itself has no din trumas to maestris. It has no din tevel. But now you regrew it. So the question is, what grows up now, does it have an issa tevel? So you have to take off trumas to maestris again or not? If you're going to tell me it's just an extension of the original onion that you're growing, that onion was taken off already. It's trumas to maestris. That onion is mutatit. So if it grows now, it's called an extension, that it should be all be mutter, there's not even tevel. There's no din to take off trumas to maestris. So what's the loch in such a case? Again, that you have these onions that you already took off trumas to maestris, and now you went and planted them. This says a loch misaseres lefikula. What grows up now, after it grows and becomes bigger and big, you have to again take off trumas to maestris lefikula. So what do you see? You see it is batel b'roiv. You see, the new part of the onion that grows up now is called like a new plant. Since it's a new plant, it's again mechuyev and trumas maestris. And when 200 becomes 200 the size of what it was at the beginning, we say even the beginning onion is batel b'roiv. And therefore we look as if this whole big onion now needs to be taken off trumas maestris. So here we see you do say batel b'roiv. So here you see, here is question of shayla that it is batel b'roiv. That the Ran says, Misaseres lefei kula, lefei hagidulim, v'yoikir, both what grows new and the old onion. Alma, we see clearly, also gidulim, ha-mechuyovim, this new growth, that's mechuyiv and tevels, mechuyiv and trumas and maestris, or mevatlan es ikir, it's mevatl, the onion that was there from before, ha-potter, that was already potter, it takes away everything. The Avagav Liel B'Salma Chomer Abavua, Mishreid Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbi Yehudasim, the Yal, the Shesavchim, the Skein of War, Peres Abba, Vishasif, and Masai Mosla, we say for it's not bottle, it's stock also, the Yal, the Yosef, the Mavat, the Nikur, Amaroyin, and the Leave of Rabbi Yechanan, and the Chlam, it's a Machlekes Amaroyim, of what Rabbi Yechanan really holds. But I call upon him here, Rav Dima, Rav Ami, was pushing that the Meister, it is bottle, because here we see, Yasa Zenkov, Truma, the Meister is, Lefi Kula. So our case will also be the same way. If you have this onion that was grown during Shemitah, and then you replant it again on the eighth year, if it grows up now, if there is a din bit of roiv, and the whole thing is mutter. Just like you see over here, this new onion that grows up is again mechuyev and trumas and maestris. So Gemara said that maybe here there's no proof. So Gemara says, first of all, Alma oisan gidulin mevatla nikar, that we say what grows up new is heter, and it's mevatel the old. So Gemara says, no, maybe from this case of maisa there's no raya. From here, trumas to maisras. Dilma lechum rishani. Maybe really this onion that was potter from trumas to maisras, you ready to cut off? If you replant it now, what grows up, really the whole thing is mutter. The whole thing is called an extension of what's there now. That we say here, no, you have to take off trumas to maisras. Maybe it's only lechumra, you have to do it. Lechumra, you have to take it off. As the most kasha, dum lechumra shani, we're machmit to say lechumra, that it's like not heter, and therefore would be bottle. But maybe where the other way, you want to go lekula, maybe you won't say it. So Ran speaks out, how could it be machmir? If really you put it for trumas and maestris, so how could we tell you have to take off trumas and maestris? Again, you take off menachiv alaptur, menaptul alachiv. So Ran says, avad the locker is, you only have to take off minei obey. Out of this new onion that grows up now, midrabbanan will be machma to tell you, from it itself, you have to take off trumas and maestras. Midi yiraisa, it's takab...
One second.
Because midi yiraisa could be maybe that you don't say it's bittul. Midi yiraisa, maybe it's only called an extension. And therefore the whole thing is potter for trumas and maestras. Just lechurma, we go lechurma to say that lemaisa, what grows up is called something new. It's a new growth, and therefore it's mechuyev and trumas and maestris, and that's called lechurma. So again, we don't have a shala, we don't have a rai. What will be lalocha? It could be this case that you take off truma is only going lechurma. So Gemara says like this: Ela min ador. Rav Ami brought a proof from another case. The Tanya, we learned like this. Rabbi Shimon says, "Cold."